You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Messi Michonne covered this article the other day, and I must say, she had me cracking up with her coverage. Bueller. So, of course, I looked into it, and I figured, you know what? This will make a great FAFO file. However, this is more of a cautionary tale than anything. But guess what? I'm not going to use it as a cautionary tale. Oh, no. Gentlemen, what do we always say when it comes to the modern woman? She belongs to the streets. The irony of this article is beyond hilarious. Now, this article was published on the 26th of March. Quote, unquote, model missing for 10 days after Dubai sex party found broken, bloodied on the side of the road. Gentlemen, y'all already know I ain't shit. So I am definitely not going to hold back with this one. Talk about literally becoming street meat. A Ukrainian model who went missing for 10 days after allegedly attending a hotel sex party in Dubai has been discovered close to deletion on the side of a road. Maria Kovalchuk told friends she was attending a hotel party while in Dubai, but her family grew worried when she missed her flight to Thailand 2 days later. Nobody heard from the 20-year-old for over a week. 20 years old. Yeah, you see the pictures that's going to come with the article. 10 days later, she was discovered on the side of a road, bloodied and with several horrific injuries, including a broken spine and limbs. A broken spine. I'm going to hell for what I'm about to say, but guess what? I already got my gas draws ready. A broken spine? Yeah, they took blowing her back out to the ultimate level. It was also reported that when she was found, she was unable to speak. There are now fears mounting that she was the victim of a sinister sex slave plot in Dubai. No! Really? Local Russian media outlets have reported that her relatives believe she could have been made into a sex slave and raped for several days before eventually being thrown onto the road. I.e., she was returned to the streets. It is suspected by some that she attended a cult-like party with quote-unquote unknown sheiks, where models and OF stars, especially those from Eastern Europe, are known to be popular. Gentlemen, one has to ask why those particular types of women. And I'm going to put myself into the shoes of a sheik with stupid money and give my interpretation as to why those particular types of women are so popular. The event is believed to have been a quote unquote porta potty party, a phrase used to describe gatherings with female influencers who are paid exorbitant amounts of money to carry out horrific and degrading sexual acts, sometimes involving feces. Ah, yes. You see, those women, excuse me, are put into what I'm going to call the 3D categories for stuff that is done to them. One, degrading. Two, disgusting. And three, outright diabolical. Yeah, you got to be quite diabolical to just spread your cheeks over a woman and just let loose, just shooting a deuce on her. Just. All over her chest, all over her face. But guess what? Guess what? As much as people want to indict the sheiks on it, these women willingly choose to be participants. So yeah, the whole idea of feeling sorry for these women, oh no, no. The women who can be paid around $100,000 to attend are said to be subjected to extreme abuse to fulfill the dark desires of wealthy men. Kovalchuk reportedly met two men from the quote-unquote modeling business, yeah, right, while in Dubai, and the next day she told her family she was going to stay with them for the night. A few days later, she was meant to fly to Thailand, but did not make the flight and was not heard from again until she was found on the side of the road. Her mother, Anna, flew from Norway to be with her daughter while she recovered from her horrific injuries. Her family says she will make a full recovery. Oh, no, 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 no. She's not going to make a full recovery. Mm-mm. Her mind is going to be broken along with her body. So, yeah, she is never going to be who she was. And she's never going to look the way she used to look. Quote, unquote, she is getting medical treatment and everything will be all right. Her mother posted on social media. There is an assumption that she went to a party, but the promoter who organized those parties did not see her. Maria was eventually found in hospital in serious condition. She has no documents, no phone, nothing. Gee, I wonder why. Well, obviously, whoever did this did not expect her to survive. She underwent three, now four operations, and she cannot speak. Dubai police confirmed to the media that the Ukrainian citizen had previously been reported missing is hospitalized, receiving medical care with her family present. They claim the woman's injuries occurred due to falling from a construction site. Yeah, right. Anybody who would believe that, I got oceanfront property in Arkansas to sell you. A comprehensive investigation has revealed that she sustained serious injuries after entering a restricted construction site alone and falling from a height, local police said. You know damn well those cops are in the pockets of those sheiks. However, Russian news outlet SHOT reported that Kovalchuk's family does not believe this to be the case. No shit, Sherlock. The lawyer Katya Gordon has desperately urged influencers to avoid these types of events while in Dubai. Yeah, right. That's going to fall on deaf ears. Why? Because the allure of the money is too damn strong for women to resist. The model was found on the verge of deletion on the side of the road in the UAE after a party with Arab sheiks, the lawyer said, as reported in The Sun. The scandal with porta potty parties has been raging for over a year. No, 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 no. This is something that's been going on for a long time, even before it made its way to social media. We've had knowledge about this, especially here in this space. Why? Because there were always a couple of women who would come out and talk about what they went through. Mm-hmm. There are videos, excuse me, circulating on the internet where sheiks allegedly beat girls, cut their hair, and do all sorts of things to them. Girls, women, and their mothers do not go to such events for money. You could even end up getting offline. Well, well, well. I have zero sympathy for this woman. Zero. She knew the risks. And if she didn't know the risks, she could have looked up on the internet and simply searched Dubai porta potty party. And she would have found women who talked about their experiences. So no, no sympathy for this idiot. I know I shouldn't call this woman an idiot because, oh my God, she suffered horrific injuries, including getting her back blown out to the ultimate level. Yeah, right, no. You want sympathy? Look in the dictionary between shit and syphilis. No, she knew the risk. She played a stupid game, and it almost cost her damn life. Now, let me circle back to what I had talked about the mindset of a sheik. Now, I'm going to put myself into his shoes. Now, what I'm about to say is completely my opinion. However, if you really take the emotions out of it, you know, I'll have a point. Now, let's say I'm a sheik with stupid money. I mean, I got so much money, I don't know what to do with. I know that women want a piece of the money. Find me a nice little Eastern European woman. Now, when you look at her particular photo, what does that woman represent? That's right, the standard of beauty that is forced onto the world. Blonde hair, blue eye, pale skin. Mm-hmm. Now, me as an Arab sheik with stupid money, I know I can have that woman. She's going to sell her soul for $100,000. Now, when I get said woman, what do you think the mentality of that man is? She's the standard of beauty for the world. I bought her, essentially. I'm going to destroy that standard of beauty. Mm-hmm. Think about it. Just think about it. I get to destroy what the world sees as the ultimate prize for men. What men should desire most. I get to destroy it. I get to do all sorts of degrading, diabolical, disgusting, dehumanizing, and just downright dastardly things to her for money. Yeah, that's just my opinion. But just think about it. She's the standard of beauty. I get to destroy it. I get to send her back home knowing that no man is ever going to give her what I gave her what for me was a drop in the bucket, but still, I got to fulfill all of my darkest fantasies on what the world says is the standard of beauty. But that, once again, that is simply my opinion. That's simply me putting myself into the position of a sheik. But yeah, yeah, more and more women are going to continue down this porta potty path. And guess what? Some women, they're just not going to make it. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there who think that you're going to go to the Dubai porta potties parties and get yourself some money, you better understand this. Over there, whatever power you think you had in your old country, it will go out. Feminism and the idea that these men are going to treat you like you're worth something, that's going to go out right along with it. Because these men have thoroughly let these women know, I pretty much rented you. I'm going to do what I want with you. And guess what? You are powerless to stop me. Yeah. See, they want to talk about patriarchy. See, that's an example of a true patriarchy. And examples of bad men within said patriarchy. But guess what? They're willing to throw it all to the side to get to the money. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.